What is up, everyone? I am Gio Castillo, and welcome to the podcast Vid Games Feed, where I'll be talking about the most updated or biggest news going on in the Xbox, because I'm an Xbox fan, but the biggest news going on in the video game world, no matter what it is, as much as I can, without getting sidetracked. I apologize if I do. It's not how I want to be. It's just how I am. But first things are first. The release of Xbox One and PS4. I do know it's a little beaten down subject, but it did come out, or Xbox One came out, a couple weeks before, right after the PS4 release. That is the biggest thing going on right now, sadly. But it is an important topic because the rivalry of Xbox One and PS4 is such a high thing. It's like Packers versus Bears, or Bears versus Packers, whatever fans you're with. I won't say what I am because I want to create any hatred. PS4 when it released at first, it did sell 1 million units in the first night, as well as the Xbox One. But PS4, as I've been told, had definitely a lot of malfunctions compared to Xbox One release. One being the biggest thing is the red ring. So on Xbox, it's red rings of death, but PS4 is the blue ring of death. And that is not good, because that means that the hard drive memory is crashed, which is not good whatsoever. A lot of people were pissed, but I've been told that if they sent it in, they would get a free repaired PS4, which is really good, because it'd be suck to have a $400 console you just bought and died for probably on Black Friday. I'd be a little aggravated too. If I lost an eye, I'm like, this shit better fucking work now. I'm gonna piss on it. That's just me though. I apologize for that. Vulgary. But, you know, they have definitely a lot more games going on for the PS4. The top one, I think, has to be Forza Motorsport 4, which I think is for Xbox One, but PS4 as well. I'm not sure, but that's definitely the top one for PS4. Besides that, I heard a lot of stuff going on with it, like it wouldn't accept DVDs or CDs or whatever, the reason being that was one of the major things. But for Xbox One, like I said, it did sell 1 million units on the first night. More expensive, like $100 more. Like, I think PS4 was like $400 and Xbox One was $500. But they still sold that 1 million units. But I've been told though that the production of Xbox One, Microsoft, that's still, I hope I'm right, Xbox or Microsoft that still owns Xbox One, only sent a limited amount of Xbox One because of the economy. They knew, or they thought, that they wouldn't sell as much because they know how hard it is right now. But it did sell anyways, and they're gonna send even more out now for the holidays. Oh shit, that's gonna be crazy. Xbox Ones and PS4s for the holidays. It's gonna be another Black Friday for the next 3 weeks. I don't know. But yeah, a lot of places are sold out completely, or some certain stores are gonna have a shipment going towards them. Especially, of course, being GameStop and all the good stuff. But gamers will be gamers. You know, there's lovers of both, haters of one. They're going to buy no matter what. They're going to sell. I mean, the gaming community is such a big thing nowadays. It's crazy how big it is. Which is good, though. The gaming industry is taking over, which I like. Because that's definitely a better industry, in my opinion. Not as corrupted, I hope, as not. But the Xbox One, the video game's out for that. It will be, you know, Son of Rome, Rise. It was excellent, or is excellent. The gameplay, the combat system were amazing. Or in the graphics, course, and the storyline. Battlefield 4 and GTA 5 are on Xbox One. They came out with it, I hope. And plus, being Call of Duty Ghosts. Speaking about Ghosts, I am, and still kind of are, a fan of the Call of Duty franchise, but there's so many Call of Duties that to me it was just like the same content, different story, different place, different time. The combat system, the only thing that was new, I think, was, in my opinion, was like more customization of the guns, leveled out perks more, which is good, and customizing your own character, which to me wasn't much of a big game changer for me. That's just my opinion, though. Pretty sure Sherlock Holmes fans are so in love with ghosts. But there will be Ghosts 2. Spoiler alert, Ghosts 2. But after Ghosts 2, I believe they said for the franchise of Call of Duty, they are going to take a break from the franchise because they've kind of expanded a little bit more than it should have, in my opinion. And they're going to work on a new project, which they have not said what it is yet. At least that's what I think I read that somewhere. Someone told me that, yeah, that they're going to work on something new. But they won't say what it is yet, of course. But, Battlefield 4, on the other hand, is excellent. I guess it is a big upgrade from for the BF3, Battlefield 3. Storyline, I've been told, it's kind of whatever, but the online multiplayer, holy shit, is it an all-out war with like 20, 30 people. Apologies to hear some background noise, that's from the TV. I am not alone in this house. I have a roommate. That'd be kind of important, I don't know why. But yeah, Battlefield 4, definitely improvement of it. The online is crazy, it's all at war, like 20, 30 people in one server, which I believe is a little more than the Call of Duty servers. The environment's crazy. The maps are pretty big, but the people want to look like kind of more extensively, biggerly, is that even a word? Bigger, for some reason, which I guess every gamer wants more for the game. But the expansion packs are coming out, and the one's out already. It's called China Rising, December 2013, which it's December, so I don't know what date is coming out, but I do know it is coming out. And that key features is 4 maps and 5 new weapons, which is 2 land and air vehicles, 2 additional gadgets, 4 fan favorite maps redesigned, and 5 weapons remastered, which sounds fun. And the following expansion packs, will be Naval Strike, Dragon's Teeth, and Final Stand. Naval Strike will be in spring, Dragon's Teeth and Final Stand will be in summer. Both of them be in summer, and they're all in 2014. So that's all we had to look forward for Battlefield 4. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be more even new content for it, I'm pretty sure. Which I'd be happy to slay more enemies on the battlefield with my M4 and cut down some mofos. You know, cutting down some of my anger out when I'm not in the gym, you know. When the gym's closed, it's too cold out, especially nowadays. By the way, if you're in a in a snowy state, it is pouring right now in snow. Holy fucking shit. Like, I had to play video games, which I don't mind. Like, I want to snuggle up in my Snuggie, which I don't have, but blankets and just play fucking games all day long. I mean, fuck outside right now. Like, seriously. It went from, like, negative goddamn 6 to, like, 12, like, in one day. My allergies are off the fucking roof, man. What the hell? That's just me, though. Probably just being loud. My rant. Angry about that. You know, trying to keep my physiques, but my allergies won't let me to do that. It's not fair. Alright, it's not my fault. Sorry. But, so... Minecraft. Sorry, different subject. I was playing Minecraft, and there is new content out. It's called the Medieval or Fantasy Pack, I believe it is. Skyrim texture pack and armor pack, whatever. That's in there now, which is pretty cool. Speaking about Skyrim, I was on playing Skyrim last night before I go to work. You know what? It is a good game. It definitely is unique for what it is, an RPG for Xbox, which flew off the shelves crazy. Because of the PC version, and of course, of Oblivion, which I'm pretty sure it is part of the series, and I'm pretty sure that is. I was thinking about it, you know, like, holy shit, this would be actually a really good game online. Come to think of it, in June 2014, Elder Scrolls Online will be released for Xbox One and PS4, as well for the PC, but I've been told that there's a mod for PC where it already is online. Whatever, PC gamers, don't hit on console. I kind of try PC. First of all, I'm going to have a computer to even support any games. But I still try. It is fun, though. But I am a console gamer at heart. I will always play console. Speaking about console games and PC games, indie games, like, they're growing in popularity. I mean, they were pretty popular, but not as popular as they are now. A lot of indies are coming out, and then the Kickstarter stuff. I'm not sure they're considered indies or they're Kickstarter, but still, like, they're growing pretty much in popularity for horror games or little short stories. It's still pretty amazing. And in my eyes, it's amazing how these home studios, from these people, just not in these big giant companies like Bethesda or Bethesda, whatever you pronounce the B word, made fucking Skyrim. Those people, Infinity Ward's, Epic Games, you know, it's amazing how it's either one person or these like three-man teams creating these games, and they're getting a lot of recognition for it, which is really cool, because there is sadly, there is a lot of hidden talent in this world for a lot of genres, especially video game production, and they don't go notice because they don't have the criteria or the schooling that these companies want, that they want, or at least they want to see. Like, even though you're, like, for musicians, for example, I know it's a lot off topic, but, well, just music in video games, I mean, like, you can't even get, you know, their typical, you know, not that difficult, awesome rhythm, and then you can't even get in a big game company because they don't have backgrounds or connections. It's bullshit, but that's how the world works nowadays, and it's sad, and there's nothing we can do about it. So, indie games make me happy. At least for me. I mean, for example, Minecraft. Like, at least I've been told it was originally made by one person, which is Notch, obviously. Which I think, I'm pretty sure it is Notch. Don't yell at me if it's not Notch. It was created in his apartment, and they got bigger and bigger because, you know, it was free, and then it's not. Now it's not free. It's like $20 per purchase of Minecraft for a Minecraft account. But it started, and now it's a big company. A company, you know, bought it or made its own company, and now it's a big thing. Minecraft is everywhere. It's on a PC. It's on Xbox. It's on the iPod, iPhone, tablets, whatever you can name it. There's a freaking franchise of heads, swords, and fake pickaxes, and like, it's amazing how, you know, it just expands out, and it's crazy, and it's amazing. And speaking for content, we're not like content or the background music or whatever. Voice acting, and that is becoming popular. I mean, our graphics for these games and digital movies, like, they're getting better and better. What I've read somewhere that in the future, near future. I don't know. But the graphics look so realistic that they're not going to need actors, really. I mean, voice acting is probably one of the biggest things. And sadly, it's one of those things that weren't popular in the beginning, but now it is. Voice acting is going to be such importance in games. Like, the voice acting, if the voice acting is not on cue, or does not have the emotions, it's not really going to sell. People are like, what the fuck is this shit? I don't feel no connection, you know? And it's true, even with the graphics or the storyline, you need that voice acting that makes that part. Sadly enough, but cool as well, you need that connection with that character, with that voice actor. Like, in my opinion, the biggest connection I have gotten, with me at least, was Dominic Santiago from Gears of War 3, or the Gears of War series, except for Judgment. I guess, is he in Judgment? I don't think he is. You know, with his connection with his wife, and then, you know, the voice acting with Marcus Fenix and Dominic, like, you feel that connection of brother between them, and the sadness of what happened to his wife. Spoiler alert, I'm sorry. If you haven't played Gears of War series and you're not playing it now, they're never going to play it ever. I think it's one of the most tragic events happening in gaming history. I think. Do not put me on that word, but at least in my heart, it is. I mean, that's probably one of the saddest things, especially with Dom. I want to see it with Dom, I guess, because I'm pretty sure everyone knows, but whatever. I won't say it. But that's the thing, like, the connection. You know what, you need that in order to carry on in the game. I guess Call of Duty or the, you know, kind of shoot 'em up games. I guess, yeah, you need voice acting, but it's more the action of the gameplay, I guess, what makes the story even more better. But yeah, that's just my opinion on how the gaming industry works, or the importances of it, I guess. This is a little rant how I felt about things, which was the point of this podcast. But yeah. Well, guys, this is all the time I have. I'm Gio Castillo. You're listening to the VGames Feed podcast. Thank you for listening this far, if you are. You guys want to hear me talk about a different game, about my opinions on it, or some news about it, if you want to hear. Or tell me what games you want to hear about the updates on about, and I'll do my best to get the information for you guys if you guys, you know, have a busy life and the podcast. A lot of people listen to podcasts for news or whatever, or entertainment. But this is Video Games Feed Podcast. Like I said, if you guys want me to talk about certain podcasts, or I'm sorry, certain games you guys want to hear about or me rant about, send me a message in my Gmail, which is vidgamesfeed@gmail.com. I will put it in the description. But I'll say for now, vid, V-I-D, games, spelling is games, feed, feed@gmail.com, and let me know what you guys want to hear. I'm G. Castillo, and thank you for listening. See you guys in the next podcast.